Coming up next month on May 24th and 25th, major conference at the Friday Center to mark the 50th anniversary of a major institution at UNC here in Chapel Hill. It's the Frank Porter Graham Child Development Institute. It's been around and active since 1966, doing a lot of great work in our community and beyond to work for best practices when it comes to child development. Joining us now is the director of the FPG Child Development Institute, Sam Odom. Thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you.
So, first of all, let's talk about this conference that's coming up next month. It's on the 24th and 25th of May. What's it going to entail? Who's going to be there and who's it for?
Well, it's in celebration of our 50th anniversary. We will have a two-day conference and are inviting leaders, experts from across the country to focus on three primary issues: early childhood education, race, ethnicity, cultural diversity, and disabilities, children with disabilities, early intervention, autism. Within those topics, we'll discuss research and social policy and professional development. So there'll be speakers addressing each of those topics. We're very intent on reflecting the history of work in those areas, and more intent on looking toward the future. What should we think about in each of those areas for the next decade and even the next 50 years?
We'll mention this now, and we'll mention it again. fpg.unc.edu is the website if you want to know more about the conference and about the Frank Porter Graham Institute to begin with. So this conference next month is going to be a big one. A lot of people coming in to speak here. Is this geared for scholars? Is it geared for researchers in the field? Is it geared for just the general public?
It's geared for primarily for scholars, for mm-hmm. people who are engaged in professional development, and for social policy makers. There'll be papers that address each of those general issues. It's a small working conference in that we intend to highlight the ideas that come out of the papers and the dialogue through papers that we'll develop in a book that we'll eventually produce.
Okay. Speaking with Sam Odom, director of the FPG Child Development Institute at UNC. Conference is coming up next month, May 24th and 25th, but it's recognizing 50 years of the Frank Porter Graham Child Development Institute, which was founded back in 1966 and has been doing great work on child development ever since. What do we know now about best practices in child development that we didn't know before, thanks to work that's happening in Chapel Hill?
Right. Well, I think the definition and understanding of quality has emerged over the years, and responsive and supportive early care environments, ones that are rich in communication, that provide a strong and positive relationship between the teacher and the child, if it's a center-based program, or that promote that relationship between the child and the parent, is really essential for young children for establishing a foundation for later development. For older children, getting them prepared to move into elementary school and be successful in school. Our understanding about language development is helping us know what kind of language and communication environment parents and teachers should provide, and then also how that leads into literacy and success in reading as children move on in. And there's been a lot of very good work related to early quantitative math skills and what at a very early age, what that means in terms of children's understanding and how that translates into growth later as children go into the elementary years.
And are we seeing that reflected in public policy? Are we seeing that reflected in the way that institutions are sort of being formed and thought about when it comes to like pre-K mm-hmm. schools, daycares, things like that?
Yes. Well, yes, we are. There are standards for child care that the state of North Carolina has really been a leader in that area in terms of assessment and measurement of quality and establishing standards for rating child care center, the quality of child care centers that inform parents about the kind of care they might expect in a center. And those features of quality do have embedded within that the themes that I just mentioned around teacher-child interaction, early literacy, early math skills, preparation for going forward. The you mentioned pre-K programs. North Carolina has a very well-designed pre-K program, NC Pre-K, and as well as another foundational program called Smart Start that provides the preparation within local counties for children to have a high quality early childhood experience. And in the past, North Carolina has been very, very much at the front of that movement and really a model for other states.
Speaking with Sam Odom, again, director of the Frank Porter Graham Child Development Institute, celebrating 50 years in activity this year, founded back in 1966. Can't really mention the FPG Institute without mentioning the Abecedarian Project. Is that I'm pronouncing that right?
Abecedarian Project.
Abecedarian Project, which for people who don't know about it, and I think there are a lot of people in Chapel Hill who don't know that this has been going on for decades now, mm-hmm. right? Yeah. What does it entail?
Mm-hmm. It began over 40 years ago by providing child care for children who lived in poverty from the time very early in their life, the first 6 months of life, up through the kindergarten age. It was one of the early studies that demonstrated very significant gains that may be made in by providing early and high quality child care and continuous child care across the early childhood years. And today it's one of two or three studies that are they're often mentioned when people talk about the value of early child care and its impact on children's development. We've followed those children into their adulthood and even now as they go past 30 and into 40s, there are significant differences between the adults now who participated in the Abecedarian Project and those who were a comparison group who weren't in the project. The most recent studies were about ongoing health effects that differed in those two groups.
Every time I hear about the Abecedarian Project, I'm reminded of the 7-Up film series that gets so much acclaim for following 10 or 12 people, and this project is so, so much bigger and more comprehensive than that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, To the credit of those early child care workers and Francis Campbell and staff, we have been able to maintain a connection with individuals from this community, from the Chapel Hill community, who were involved in that project now almost 40 years ago.
We're speaking again with Sam Odom, director of the FPG Child Development Institute. What has it meant for you to be at the head of this this institution?
For me, I feel very privileged to have been director for almost 10 years now. The Frank Porter Graham Child Development Institute is a wonderful place to support research and importantly to translate research into practices. Dr. Jim Gallagher, who is one of our early directors, had that as a primary theme of FPG, and that has continued across almost all of its 50 years. So we see the research that we do and the research that other people do actively put into products and websites and practices that teachers can use and can access over the web. We also have a very strong component that focuses on what we call implementation science, which is to take known effective programs and support their use in the community and that and in service agencies. And that extends beyond early care to the larger range of services. So Dean Fixon and Karen Blasey and Allison Metz have led that program for quite a number of years now.
Again, fpg.unc.edu is the website if you want to know more about the Frank Porter-Graham Child Development Institute, this conference that's coming up next month, the 50 years that this institution has been in existence and the years yet to come. Dr. Odom, we've got to let you go, but anything else that people need to know?
I think for the University of North Carolina, we have always appreciated it as a location that supports research that makes a difference in the state of North Carolina. And the FPG Child Development Institute is just one example of that. So we're very appreciative of being in this university context.
fpg.unc.edu. Check it out if you don't know about this institution. It's been working for 50 years, doing a lot of really great work right here in Chapel Hill. Sam Odom, thank you so much.
Thank you.